news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Several Trump administration agencies are forecasting that the daily U.S. death toll from the COVID-19 coronavirus will rise to 3,000 by June 1st. That's nearly double the current toll of 1,750 deaths per day. The prediction is based on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention modeling, which previously underestimated actual deaths. The CDC also predicts that the number of new confirmed cases reported daily could rise from the current 25,000 to 200,000 or more by the end of May. This report comes as dozens of states are easing stay-at-home orders, allowing many non-essential businesses to reopen for the first time in more than a month. Donald Trump, who has pushed to start reopening much of the economy, said on Sunday that the number of U.S. deaths from the pandemic could reach 100,000. That figure would be quickly surpassed if the projections for June hold true. Italy on Monday began partially lifting lockdown restrictions that were imposed on March 9th to contain the virus outbreak. About 4.5 million Italians were able to return to work as the country allowed construction, wholesale, and some manufacturing companies to resume operations. Restaurants reopened, but only to provide takeout service, and parks reopened with social distancing rules in place. Italy was the hardest hit country in Europe, reporting nearly 29,000 COVID-19 deaths, although the real number is believed to be higher. Spain also began the first phase of its plan to lift restrictions, with small businesses reopening for counter service and restaurants permitted to offer delivery. Meanwhile, world leaders gathered in a virtual vaccine summit on Monday to fund a plan to quickly develop vaccines and drugs to fight the coronavirus. Conspicuously absent from the call? The United States. Led by the President of the European Commission and six others, the conference was set to raise $8.2 billion from governments, philanthropies, and the private sector to fund research in mass-produced drugs, vaccines, and testing kits to combat the virus, which has killed more than 250,000 people worldwide. With the money came rhetoric about international solidarity and some boasting about each country's efforts and achievements. From such notable participants as Germany's Angela Merkel, France's Emmanuel Macron, Britain's Boris Johnson, Japan's Shinzo Abe, Israel's Netanyahu, and Turkey's Erdogan, but no one from the Trump administration. Maybe it's something in the water. A woman, her adult son, and husband have been charged in the fatal shooting of a security guard who refused to let the daughter enter a Family Dollar store in Michigan because she wasn't wearing a face mask. Calvin Munnerlin was shot Friday at the store just north of downtown Flint, a short time after telling Charmel Teague's daughter that she had to leave because she lacked a face mask. Teague argued with Munnerlin before leaving. Teague, her husband Larry Teague, and Ramonier Bishop are all charged with first-degree premeditated murder and gun charges. But wait, there's more. A man was caught on camera pushing a Texas park ranger into a lake when he asked weekend lakegoers to stay 6 feet apart. Another man wore a KKK hood to a Vons supermarket in Santee, California. There are pictures of him in the produce aisle. Stillwater, Oklahoma, had to rescind a face mask order when business owners in that college town got verbal threats of violence after asking people to wear masks. And a Michigan man was caught on video wiping his nose on the sleeve of a worker at a dollar store after she asked him to put on a face mask. What is wrong with people? So, intelligence shared between the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand indicates that it's, quote, highly unlikely the coronavirus originated in a lab in Wuhan, China. One Western diplomat told CNN the intelligence points to the coronavirus outbreak coming from a market in Wuhan, and it's, quote, highly likely it was naturally occurring, and that the human infection was from natural human and animal interaction, end quote. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has claimed there is enormous evidence the coronavirus spread as a result of a lab accident. A senior Office of Director of National Intelligence official said the U.S. has evidence for both theories. But Dr. Anthony Fauci told National Geographic There's no solid evidence of a conspiracy theory promoted by Trump and Pompeo that the virus originated in a Chinese lab and escaped. Dr. Fauci said leading biologists say all the evidence shows the virus evolved in animals and jumped from bats to humans in the wild, findings supported by the World Health Organization and U.S. allied intelligence agencies. So you know that Fox so-called town hall they did with Trump on Sunday from inside the Lincoln Memorial? You know, when the dotard said he was treated worse than Lincoln? Yeah. Well, special events and demonstrations are typically prohibited there, the New York Times explained. While Mr. Trump and many other presidents have hosted inauguration concerts and gatherings on the memorial steps, any event meant to draw an audience inside the interior near the sculpture of Lincoln is prohibited. The area beginning with the marble staircase where the columns start constitutes a boundary protected by federal law. So on Sunday, when Trump sat down with two Fox News anchors at Lincoln's marbled feet during a coronavirus-focused virtual town hall, it was because a directive issued by David Bernhardt, the Secretary of the Interior, had allowed them to do so. Even the Fox moderators, Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, acknowledged the controversy of holding the event there. And of course, Trump passed the buck again when Baer questioned him about the White House's choice of venue. Trump said,
"I thought it was your choice, not ours."
During that TV program Sunday night, Trump said he'd oppose any additional coronavirus stimulus package that doesn't include his long-desired payroll tax cut, which would provide zero direct relief to the more than 30 million Americans who've lost their jobs over the past 6 weeks. And Trump suggested at a press briefing last month that the tax cut should be permanent. Brian Schatz, senator from Hawaii, tweeted, quote, "I don't know how many times it's necessary to say this, but a payroll tax does nothing for someone who is no longer on the payroll." The Supreme Court on Monday began hearing oral arguments over the phone for the first time in history due to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. In another first, the teleconference was made available to the public via a live stream. The first of 10 cases the court began hearing was a trademark dispute involving Booking.com. The Patent and Trademark Office contends that the internet travel company can't trademark a generic term like booking simply by adding .com. The rest of the arguments are scheduled to continue until May 13th. Among the other cases are three concerning subpoenas for Trump's financial records. And on Wednesday, the Supreme Court will consider whether the Trump administration may allow almost any employer to deny workers access to free birth control by citing religious or moral obligations. The case, Trump v. Pennsylvania, centers on the birth control mandate, a disputed regulation under the Affordable Care Act that requires most public health insurance plans to cover FDA-approved forms of birth control without a copay. As we told you yesterday, the Republican-led Senate is back in session this week, while the Democratic-led House is waiting until next week to reconvene. The only thing Mitch McConnell has on the schedule for the Senate this week are more judicial confirmation hearings. New questions have been raised about how some of the judicial vacancies have come about, with the New York Times reporting Monday that McConnell may be facing an independent investigation into whether he pressured federal judges into early retirement so he could fill their seats with younger, more ideological, acceptable protégés. And finally, Tuesday is Cinco de Mayo. It's a minor holiday in Mexico that celebrates the date of the Mexican Army's May 5th, 1862, victory over France at the Battle of Puebla during the Franco-Mexican War. It became an event in the U.S. back in the 90s in an ad campaign pushed by Corona Beer. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.